Good morning, students and faculty members of the Dublin High School community. Today we're going to be speaking upon gender roles on campus. Introducing
Bianca Eslampour,
Caitlin Lessa,
and Gianna Wedderburn.
So I'm sure many of you have been subjected to stereotypical gender norms, and we want to address this issue at Dublin High.
Yeah, and going off of that, it's not even just Dublin High. I think it really stems down from how your parents raise you. I know me personally, I come from a household where my mom has always taught me that once you leave the house, you have to act a certain way in order to be ladylike, and just this stigma that you have to be a certain way in order to fit in.
Yeah, so on the flip side, guys feel the need to suppress their emotions and not express how they're really feeling inside. So it causes a lot of built up, just feelings. And I've personally experienced or witnessed my brother go through this. And I always tried to make sure that, he knows he could talk to me and talk about how he feels so he doesn't get to that point of feeling built up inside.
Yeah, and so tying what Gianna said about guys feeling more comfortable going to girls, you can tie that into what we did in class where we watched the episode of Friends where the character Chandler felt more comfortable talking about his breakup with his ex to the girl characters in the TV show just because they were more understanding and he felt as if he needed to hide his feelings from his guy friends to be more masculine. And I guess that just shows a tendency where men bottle up their emotions until it turns into anger. So do any of you guys have any direct examples from your life that you can bring to the table and show us today?
Well, specifically at Dublin High and the athletic program and whatnot, I think that, even outside of Dublin High, there's always that, females aren't as good, and whatnot. And I'm on the Dublin High track and field team, and I practice with the boys. We all get separated into two groups, but I think it says something when a girl can run fast enough or faster than a guy, that it kind of kills that stereotype, which I think is pretty important, and it says something without directly saying it.
In this interview with a Dublin High School student, Kendra Grant, we are going to be discussing the hardship that she faced last year due to a terrible incident that took place on campus.
Kendra, can you please explain the terrible incident that took place last year?
A white male student was using a racial slur, and I approached him, confronting him to not use that racial slur, and then another white male decided to involve himself, and he assaulted me physically.
Do you believe that racial slurs is common within the DHS community?
Yes.
And was this the first time that you stood up for yourself against a guy?
No.
Were you scared to speak up for yourself?
Not at all.
Good. Yeah. Was it unexpected for him to put his hands on you?
Yes.
How did you feel afterwards?
Angry, shocked.
Gotcha. How do you feel a year later?
I feel proud of myself for standing up for myself, because in the moment I didn't feel like that was something that I should do, but I feel like that's doing justice for all the other people that have experienced racial injustices.
And did this situation alter the way you view men?
Not all men. But it does make me think about all of the privilege that some kids think they are entitled to, saying whatever they want at times.
Thank you, Kendra.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what do you guys feel about the whole thing with Kendra? I honestly, just hearing that story and the fact that it happened at Dublin High, it's shocking, but at the same time it's not, because I know this thing is these situations take place, but it's kind of weird just talking to somebody who firsthand was in that situation.
Yeah. It's alive, it's on campus, and there's not much you can do about it other than just address and put attention towards that and what goes on.
In this next interview, we interviewed Ms. Beck, who is a former Dublin High student and a teacher here on campus.
So you were a previous student at DHS before your career here, correct?
Yeah, I graduated in 2003, which feels like a million years ago now, even though, like, it's not that many years, but it feels like forever.
Is there a change in the way different genders treat each other on campus from the time you went here as a student?
Okay, so how genders have treated each other, I would say yes, there is a huge difference. Some stuff the same. But how people treat each other as far as gender goes is way more open-minded now. I mean, even the fact that we recognize that some people don't have to identify as a boy or a girl is so different. It's like such a mind shift mm-hmm. from when I went to high school, because it was boy or girl and that was it. And that didn't mean that people didn't feel the things that they didn't feel, you know, that doesn't mean that they didn't feel the things that they felt now. Like, they for sure felt them back then, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I know people who, actually a guy I graduated with from high school, had a surgery to be, you know, mm-hmm. to a whole reconstruction.
Oh, wow.
And she is now somebody totally different than mm-hmm. who I went to high school with. So to know that she, who used to be, I knew her as a boy, Andrew,
mm-hmm.
to know that she was probably feeling those things and that wasn't like an option for her, like, that sucks.
And what are some instances where you've seen gender roles take place on campus?
So, I mean, you see the classic gender roles of, like, you know, the thing I always hear and I immediately think, like, oh gosh, that could be potentially really uncomfortable is, like, when a teacher asks a student, like, oh, what girl are you taking to the prom?
Oh.
And, like, what if that student is gay and mm-hmm. he wants to go with a boy to prom?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a societal expectation, mm-hmm. not that, like, everyone is hateful,
mm-hmm.
but it's an expectation that the norm is mm-hmm. that a guy mm-hmm. would take a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have some teachers that are gay and students that ask them, like, oh, do you have a girlfriend? And it's like, well, they're gay. And it's just those expectations. So mm-hmm. I see, that's one that I see very often. I mean, the big one that has come up in the last couple of years is, like, dress code, right? So,
oh, yeah.
So girls seem to have mm-hmm. a lot more things against them in the dress
mm-hmm.
code.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, guys can wear super short shorts, and it's not, like, a sexual thing to people.
Exactly.
But if girls do it, it becomes, like, a sexual thing,
yeah.
right? Or guys can wear, like, a tank top that hangs all the way down. Because they don't have boobs, you know?
Yeah.
So it's
mm-hmm.
like, it's, and that I can totally understand seems super unfair to the female students. But then on the other hand, like, I don't want to see people's boobs hanging out either.
Yeah.
like I have them and it still
yeah.
makes me uncomfortable,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just, I think those gender roles with dress code
mm-hmm.
is a huge thing. But I think they've, like, loosened up on dress code
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
Oh,
so
yeah.
so
definitely.
Maybe it isn't that big of a deal
yeah.
anymore. But.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Going off of the interview with Ms. Beck, do you guys think that it's a shock that things have changed so drastically, like, over the years with, like, gender roles on Dublin High campus?
I mean, I know, like, as, like, a society, we've progressed in, like, the ideologies that people carry, but I think it's really cool just being able to talk to somebody who experienced both types of
yeah,
lifestyles.
I feel like it's a positive that, that, like, being trans and, like having a sexuality is being normalized in today's society. Like, although some people are still homophobic, I think it's cool to see that that's at least improved on the Dublin High campus. So what do you guys think we could do as a school to improve the gender role problems on campus?
I think people just need to become more aware of this issue taking place and in order to grow from it.
I think there could be assemblies, like clubs, posters,
yeah,
little things in the VB, like little things. Those count the most too.
I also feel like maybe even like to raise more awareness, there could be clubs that you could join and things like that.
although our society is advancing, there are still a lot of problems going on within our own campus that need to be resolved. And I believe that we should all just work together to make an impact on the future of our, not only our school, but the rest of the world.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.